Thursday, and time for our Topsed Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And Eamon is in the studio. We're going to be doing a sort of two for one today because, well, we kind of missed last week. And we know how much we hate to shortchange you, so we're going to give you double value today. That's the idea. And the first we're going to be talking about, Eamon, if my notes are correct, is the Fairtrade Adama Red Blend of 2022, which the Bosman family have been growing, or the wines that go into the bottle, in the Wurfley of Wellington from 1810.
It's a long time, Dave.
So
long time.
The grapes are now very fraught from 1810. Clearly, it's a long time, a huge pedigree. Through eight generations, they've worked hard to create a better life for all who live and work on the farm, rising to the challenges and finding solutions often in the unexpected. Interesting, hey?
It is, Dave, yeah. Yes. Totally yep. Different. And not only that, the farm actually supplies a lot of the other vineyards, the other wineries, the other farms in the Cape with their grafted vine cuttings. So
their vines are being planted all over the place.
All over the place, but they can't claim it's Bosman wines.
Well, you know, clearly the different conditions will then determine how those wines, the vines bear, and they will be localized differences.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. So what do we got here?
So, Dave, what we got now is the Adama Red, the 2022. It's a unique wine. It's got so many components made in this wine. Like you've got Shiraz, Cinsault, Mourvèdre, Grenache Nord, Nero d'Avolo, Tempranillo, and Duref. So it's quite a combination of varietals gone into this wine. So it's
the largest component is the Shiraz. So it is Shiraz. A Shiraz body, and then nuanced by all these unpronounceable, interesting, and extraordinary different varietals.
Other grapes that are there, yes. So it's a totally different wine altogether. It's quite a full-bodied red, but a lot of texture, a lot of layers of different fruit going on in this red.
Yeah, and totally they talk different. About talking about the layers. Well, on the nose, you're expecting a raspberry and prune aroma, supported by a mix of cinnamon, white pepper, and light mocha tones, and then my favorite with a gentle hint of leather. Now, I don't know when the last time you drank leather, but it might. Why don't we pour a little splash and let's see? Why should we do that? Because now the curiosity has been tempted, and I want often I wonder about the writers of the descriptive narrative and how accurate they might be. But we've now got in, and they talk about the color being a deep ruby fading to crimson at the edges. Well, I'm looking at it, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous color. And, well, yeah, raspberries and prunes,
raspberries,
supported by a mix of cinnamon, white pepper, and light mocha tones with a gentle hint of... Yeah, I suppose there is definitely... I used to do leather work as a hobby, and
probably
that's the nicest type of leather, but it isn't... It, you know, it's obviously, that's the aroma. What does it taste like? Now, on the palate, one is expecting to find ripe cherries, plums, and dark chocolate on a generous palate. So, there's only one way to test that. Here goes.
Mm. It's quite a mouthfeel.
Mm. Mm.
There's a lot of fruit.
Wow.
A lot of fruit going on in that.
It's gorgeous.
Mm. And on the back... You'd expect it to be a little bit tannic, a little bit more tannins, to be a little bit more slightly greener, but not.
You know, when I read the notes, I was quite interested to see that. Well, the wines are matured in French oak barrels for 10 months, and they say the orchestrated regime creates harmonious, pleasantly structured notes. And You know, maybe it's just psychosomatic, but I think you can taste the difference. I really feel that you can.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot going on there. Yeah, that little bit of spices there, that pepper, as you said, with the leather. Now, if you walk in a tannery, and you got that smell of leather when they're stretching it, and
well, you know, when you're working with good leather, either vegetable tanned or probably vegetable tanned more than the chrome tan, you get there is a lovely. It's almost an edible smell. It really is. It's delicious. It's not like a lounge suite or something like that, or an office chair. Vegetable tanned leather is more for working with saddlery and tack, but it's almost pliable like a clay when it's dampened, and then you start stamping in patterns. It's a beautiful con. But I mean, it's not something that you would order, would often get to taste.
True. However, to taste leather.
However, that delicious aroma comes through in the taste of this wine, slightly subtle. It's not overpowering. Predominantly, it is the cherry and plum with the dark chocolate that one is experiencing in abundance. I love this. What is the price?
Dave, it's a little bit premium. You're looking at $220. $220 a bottle. So
you get what you pay for, man. That's why I see this as a double award winner, a Flatter and a Tim Akin.
Yes.
So it's clearly an extraordinary wine and available at Tops at Lifestyle. Now we're moving on because, we've got two to get through. It's a hard job, this.
I'm telling you, we have it so difficult.
Someone has to do it. I tell you, laboring hard, almost like a politician telling you how hard they're working for you. Hey, we're working hard to bring you the joy, except we really are. Unlike our friends. Lady of Abundance now, from Groot Constantia. This is also an interesting mix, Eamon. I see it's predominantly Pinotage Merlot and Shiraz. But then it's got a few unknowables, Vino Incognito.
Other varietals, Dave, which are very good. They grow quite a lot. You can get them in individual wines. Some farms do bottle. You get the Cab Franc. There's Cab Sav as normal, Grenache, Tannant, and Petit Verdoux in there. But I think what you'll find with this, with the Pinotage and the Merlot and the Shiraz, I think they'll emphasize the whole taste of when you go to taste it on your palate. They'll come through brilliantly. That Pinotage probably adding the mocha or coffee kind of flavor to the wine, being at 26%.
Okay.
Share of it. But then we're drinking the 2021, so it's 4 years old, from the Western Cape. You got two winemakers involved there. You got the assistant winemaker, and Boila Gerber is the main winemaker there, and then she's assisted by Elzani Bosman. So a bit of a history there
that's a couple of names that you won't forget easily. Boila Gerber.
Oh, there we go.
Boila Gerber.
I need the accent, Dave.
Elzan Bosman.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Boila and Elzan. It sounds like the front row of the Brakpan rugby scrum. But they're probably gorgeous and then completely... Don't fall off your chair. One glass of wine is finished now, you see. So Boila and Elzan have combined their talents to produce this magnificent bottle of Groot Constantia Landgoed, Lady of Abundance, it's called. Well, let's look at it this way. It's a medium-bodied wine with flavors of black currant, plums, cherries, and pomegranate, with hints of chocolate and spice on the nose. The berry fruit, follows through on the palate with a lingering spicy aftertaste. The tannins, here we go, my alarm bells are ringing, are well-rounded and soft on the palate. Well, that's good news. Still firm enough to give you long-lasting mouthfeel. Okay, why don't we pour and brew, as they say. I think Boila and Elzan will be expecting exactly that, and they're probably hanging on now, listening via the digital stream. Jeez. Hoping for the best, because these two oaks here, anything can happen. Hey?
Yes, definitely, so, Dave.
Let's have a look. Now, it's really not fair to go from one to another immediately like this. So yeah. It's not giving it the absolute best chance. But I'm looking at the nose, and it is a very different nose. Are we smelling? It's almost...
It's totally different to the bouquet, as they say.
And I say, it's not really fair, because now all of our olfactory senses have now been tuned to that. But this for me, has a kind of almost...
Your coffee is there.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, I can't quite put my hand on the Bible and say it's gorgeous, because to my nose, it's not so gorgeous. The smell. It's a little.
Just might if you need to open up a little bit.
Yeah, must open. Let's throw some around the studio. Sprinkle it around the studio. Okay, so now it's a medium-bodied wine. We mentioned the flavors of black currant, plums, cherries, and pomegranate. Hints of chocolate and spice. Spice on the nose. Well, see, that might be it.
It could be the spice that's blocking it.
Because there is.
It's very slight. It's not overpowering. So the Pinotage, I think, is kind of, and the Shiraz, the Pinotage and the Merlot have softened that Shiraz, that spice, that white pepper or black pepper that you'd normally get. And I think with a Cab Franc, it just gives it more depth.
Okay. You know what it is, as I say, it's difficult to come at this one fresh, because we've already tasted a previous contender for the best wine of the week. but okay, so let's take a look at, clearly the wine is to be tasted and drunk and enjoyed. So we're looking at what comes through on the palate. They're talking about the berry fruits following through with a lingering spicy aftertaste. So here goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The tannins are well-rounded and soft on the palate and firm enough to give a long-lasting mouthfeel. Absolutely right. And the berry fruits are there. It's a lot less fruity than our predecessor.
The one that we just tasted, yes.
It's more... I would say this is... I don't want to use the term loosely, but this I think would go excellently as a pairing companion to a really good steak. I'm just feeling that.
Definitely, Dave. And we're tasting from two different areas now as well. So we're tasting Western Cape against where Bosman came, where your Bosman was from, which is on the coastal, which is a coastal region wine. So they've both got that sea, that cool air breezes that's blown in.
The interesting thing is that they are very different.
They're totally different.
They are equally charming and they're equally beguiling in their way, but they are totally different. So if you're expecting, and this is the thing when you drink one after the other, you're expecting more of the same, and luckily I think they are two completely different creatures.
Two different wines.
And that's the beauty of wine. I mean, it's red wine on the shelf. That's the problem. You arrive at Tops at Lifestyle, you see a huge array. How do you know? Well, that's what this is about. The wine of the week gives you our best shot. And luckily, Eamon is sensitive enough not to bring the rubbish, because I will tell you, everyone has to. You know, if something is really not to your taste, you can't say, oh, it's lovely, because clearly that, reputation is worth more than that.
Yeah, you've got to be upfront. We've got to say it how it is, Dave. And this is a 2021 vintage as well, compared to the other wine that we did, was just 2022. So there's a year difference in bottle, so it makes, and then the varietals, the components of both wines are totally different as well.
You know, for me, this Groot Constantia Lady of Abundance is, it almost seems to be more of an maybe I don't want to use the word old fashioned, but it seems to be more of a serious wine. For me, it has the feeling of a really good wine that would be appreciated almost in isolation. You know, I mean, it's not like a quaffable that you'd add to a range of wines and take your pick. This is one that I would sit down with the bottle and I would love to just spend time with.
Just
it.
drink it on its own, by itself, in isolation, Dave. Yeah. In isolation. Not to be shared. If you want to share it, you can do.
No, it'd be lovely to share it with someone that appreciates it. But I wouldn't want to sort of mix and match it with all sorts of dainties.
Yes.
I think this is, it's a serious wine. What sort of price are we talking?
Not too bad. It's $189.
Okay, so that's also up, but the, you know, it's in the premier range.
It's up there in the premium range.
Definitely, what a lovely duo, because they are both beguiling and both have their definite charm, but they are so different.
So different to each other, totally different. It's the varietals, it's those components that are the other one was mostly Shiraz in the bottom. Yeah. In the Grand Constantia, you're looking at more Pinotage.
But how smooth are these wines?
They're soft, easy drinking. The tannins are there, but
They say
rounded.
It's
soft,
not going to. It creates a lingering, long lasting. Because that's lovely. You know, you taste it, and then you revel in the afterglow.
It's still there. Yes.
Until you have the next sip, and that's I think the mark of a really good wine. It's they're both super. So, we can't say that there is one wine of the week this week. There are two.
Two,
and they are.
The Bosman Adama 2022 vintage and the Gru Constantia Lady of Abundance.
We won't mind if you call it Groot, because we understand if you ever go across the sea to Ireland, you will find Groot Constantia there. But in South Africa, there's Groot Constantia, China. Groot. There's Afrikaans, there's Groot. It was Groot. Big, very big. So there it is. We've got the Groot Constantia. Lovely. It is super. Both excellent choices. And if you're lucky enough, I'm sure that Chops at Lifestyle will be tasting one or possibly both. I don't know.
We will taste the Gru Constantia this weekend, Dave. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday.
Aha.
12 to 4 and 12 to 2 on Saturdays.
Lovely. So there it is. You'll have a chance to try before you buy. And I'm sure you're going to buy this one because, or both of them, because they are, I would say, really, you know, right up there. Top choices. And I don't know about the aging process of red wine on the coast, but I would imagine that they would both age remarkably well.
I reckon, another 4 or 5 years, both of them would be doing okay.
They're really good.
Develop a little bit more.
So the beauty is you buy now, you almost protect yourself against the rampant inflation that is ripping through our economy, but driven by the ghastly red meat prices that are ramping things up. It's a fact. We read about it in the news today. But if you buy now and you put it away, you can start drinking now. Buy enough and you can start drinking and continue for the next 4 years. By the time you get to 4 years' time, this will be for nothing.
Yes. Hopefully, the price of meat will obviously have come down by then. Maybe.
Well, we'll all be vegetarian by then. We'll be drinking wine and eating grapes.
Pasta.
There we go. You see, there it is. Wine of the Week brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle. Go and taste this weekend at Lifestyle Tops the Groot Constantia Landgoed Lady of Abundance. And send our fondest greetings to Bulla Gerber and Elzaan Bosman, both of whom knocked the ball out of the court this week. So, Eamon, until we meet again in a week's time for another Wine of the Week, the music continues.